to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship, and we pray that you are planning on having a great, great week. This is a very special day to me, and so I always look forward to this one. And this year, there's not really too many options for me like I would normally have on this day, but I'm going to spend it here with you. How about that? So we want to say thank you today to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. 321-536-5804. If you need any block or concrete work done during this time, you can give them a call. And they can do that for you. They've got the expertise, the work ethic, the experience that you need to get your project done, get it done successfully, get it done quickly. And so I encourage you to give them a call and see if you cannot work out the details for them to come and help you not only get your project started, but get it finished and get it finished looking well. So 321-536-5804. Tell Greg that you heard about him on the Refresh radio program. So I know on Friday's program that we were in Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 30. It says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise." Today, I want to share with you a verse from Proverbs chapter 14. It is not necessarily as well-known a verse, but the truth that it shares from that passage is true nonetheless. And it says there, "A true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies." A true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies. The Bible is filled with people who testified falsely against other people, and some of those people were killed. Sometimes the deception was exposed. Sometimes the deceivers died, those who betrayed them. But I want to talk to you today about our witness. And everybody that names the name of Jesus is a witness of what God has done in and of his life. A lot of people want to say, "Well, I can't really do too much. I can't say too much because, you know, I don't have the expertise. I'm afraid. I don't want to make a mistake," and all that sort of stuff. I want to tell you, the number one thing that you have that no one can dispute is the testimony of grace that God brings into your life. If you know the offenses that you had made against God, the sins you had committed against him, and how he came and saved you, transformed you, empowered you by his grace to live the life along with you that you were always meant to be or always meant to live, you can't argue with that. I remember hearing a statement, you know, a long time ago, don't have the foggiest idea who said it, but it is this: a man with an argument a man with an experience is never at the mercy of a man with an argument. And so I am much more concerned about your experience with God than I am about the classes that you have attended or the formulas that you've memorized. You see, I do believe that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so if you are talking to somebody, if you're just getting to know someone, I encourage you, let them tell their story. Let them tell their story. If you will invest in someone by allowing yourself to listen for just a little while, if I do that, I'll make a confession to you here, and that is one of the things that I really have to watch in my life is I have to put the reins on my mouth at times to make sure that the person finishes telling their story before I jump in. It's something I'm sometimes successful at and sometimes I'm not. Now, I'm very successful with that when there are people who they get on such a roll telling their story that they don't even take a breath. They just keep going and going and going and telling you all sorts of details, and they can talk inhaling and they can talk exhaling and they can go on like this for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, for an hour. It doesn't matter if you got anything to say or anything like that. They can just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. I'm very successful at something like that when there's a person like that. But when we're having a conversation, sometimes I have to say, listen to their story. And you know what? When you are dealing with people who do not know Jesus, people who tell you their story will oftentimes trigger our understanding of what the Holy Spirit wants to address through our mouth into their life. So I try and earn the right to speak into someone's life by listening. That's one of the things that I do. I don't go into a room. And so recently my daughter was telling me that one of my daughters, that one of the things that she appreciated or appreciates about me is that I will go start talking to a person in the room that maybe nobody else is talking to. I'm much more interested in that person. And so I was like, really? That was fascinating to you. And she said, yeah, because I know she actually knew more about that person's story than I did. And so she was saying, you just don't know everything that's going on. I just like people. I just like people. I think that every person ought to have the right to hear about the goodness of God and the sacrifice that Jesus made, and then they can make an informed decision as to whether they believe in Jesus or they don't believe in him. It's their choice. I want them to make the right choice. And a lot of times that has to do with our witness. Now, I've got a verse here. It says in Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8, it says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And so if you become a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are going to be a witness. You're going to be a witness. In Proverbs 14:25, it tells us that we're either going to be a true witness or we're going to be a deceitful witness. And I will tell you that the word for witness in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, is the Greek word there is the same word that we get the word martyr from. M-A-R-T-Y-R, martyr. Now, when you think about that, you think about people who died for their faith. I will tell you that before people died for their faith, they died to themselves to pick up the cause that Christ had for them. And they said, I will be a witness. I will be a person who is willing to lay down my agenda so that I can pick up his. Okay? And so in Acts chapter 1, he says, you shall be witnesses. In Acts chapter 2, they are going about their worship experience when all of a sudden the presence of God comes. The day of Pentecost comes. Yesterday was Pentecost Sunday. And they became witnesses that day. People were ridiculing them. They were mocking them. They thought that they had had too much to drink because they were acting in a manner that those people had never seen people worship God like before. Now, here's a newsflash for you. People mock and criticize things that they do not understand. They mock and criticize things that they do not understand. And so Peter gets up and he said, we're not drunk. What I need you to understand is this is a fulfillment of what was talked about in the prophet Joel, that God's going to pour out his Holy Spirit upon all flesh. And by the end of Peter's witness, if you will, on that day, thousands of people were asking, what do I need to do to be saved? And they were saved, and the church was born. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So I will tell you that it is not a question of if you will be a witness. The question is what type of witness will you be? The Bible addresses that in order for us to be the type of witness that God wants us to be, we testify about the things we have seen and the things that we have heard. That's very, very simple. And it is that true witness. It is the person that just doesn't say those words with his mouth, but instead is a person who lives that same reality. Look, this is what I've experienced. Now, I will tell you, I've had some wonderful experiences with God. And whenever you've had those experiences with God, it alters what you are willing to tolerate as normal, because it gives you a whole new expectation of what God is able and willing to do in us and through us. Okay? So I don't want to just testify about the things that God has done in the past. I want to use those things that I've heard, those things that I've seen in the past, to be a witness that God is still speaking and still doing in our present day and time. Too many of us have believed that the great exploits of God are just written on the history pages. I want you to know, if God was done speaking and if God was done doing great things, if he was finished saving people, there still would not be more people being born. He still is looking to save people's lives. The Bible makes it very clear the reason that God has not come back yet, that Jesus has not returned yet, is because of his great patience. So I can state with great authority that yesterday there were lives that were changed around the globe as people asked Jesus to be their Lord and Savior, that people were transformed as the Holy Spirit said, look, I want you to be a witness to me, and I want you to be a true witness. A true witness delivers souls. You know where we get into trouble in our society is when our living witness does not line up with our verbal witness. And believe me, there are people who are watching with a magnifying glass. to see if there is any discrepancy between the witness lived and the witness declared. And if they perceive any discrepancy, they are going to pounce on you like a tiger. I clicked on this news article a couple of weeks ago. It talked about how there was a tiger that was roaming the streets of a city in Mexico, and this person breaks out their phone and starts recording this tiger roaming down the street. And it shows a cowboy, not a large cowboy, a cowboy with a rope that is formed into a lasso. And he's chasing this tiger, and he throws his lasso, and he gets it lassoed around the neck. And the next thing you see is this person being drugged down the street by this tiger. And that was when the video that I watched ended. But when I saw that, I was like, you know, that tiger is not going to react the same way that a cow does whenever you lasso a cow. That tiger's got claws. That tiger has teeth. And if you've caught it, now what are you going to do with it? Well, I don't know what the end of the story was, other than the fact that by the time the police got there, the tiger was gone, the cowboy was gone, and so I assume that it was someone's private pet that had got out. And I don't want a pet that'll kill me. I'm just going to say that right now. But people are willing to pounce on you like a wild tiger if they sense any minuscule level of hypocrisy in your life. They're looking for a reason not to believe in Jesus. The devil has convinced them if there's hypocrisy in a person's life, it invalidates the entire message of Jesus. You see this in the political season right now, as you know, people look on any little thing and say, that's it. I'm discounting the entire process because I see something that I don't like. You know what I don't like? Babies being killed. That's what I don't like. And so for me, the argument about this party versus that party gets to be a very simple one, and that is this. You know, if you're for, you know, babies being born pre-birth and after-birth now, I believe you. I believe that that's what you want, and that is something that I can't support. And so when they go start arguing about all of these other things, I have to keep coming back. And I did this with a car salesman one time. I said, you know, we're here, we're exploring the possibility of buying a vehicle. We ended up not buying it. And a person had educated me on the car buying experience. And so I went out there and I said, you know, we're looking at the possibility of buying a vehicle. And they said, well, were you looking to trade something in? It's like, possibly. Were you looking to finance? Possibly. Well, what kind of monthly payment were you looking at? I said, look, I just want to know how much the car is. And they said, well, it depends on if you're trading something in. It depends on whether you're wanting to finance and all that. So I said, no, the price is the price. I said, I just want to know the price. I don't want to know monthly payments because I might be able to get a better interest rate someplace else. I don't want to know about trade-ins because I might be able to sell my car for more than what you're willing to give me for it. So I just want to know the price. And they wouldn't tell me the price. And so at one point I said, look, I'm going to give you one more chance. I'm going to ask you how much this vehicle is. And if you can't answer the question, we're going to get in our car and we're going to drive away. And we did, because I was true to my word. Be a true witness, a authentic, genuine conversion experience is so convincing. It's so real. Listen, I know people that drugs had almost destroyed their life. And today, they are sold out believers for the Lord Jesus Christ. They love Jesus more than they loved drugs. I am so thankful for that. They are rock solid believers, but you know what they're not? The same thing I'm not. Perfect. They're not perfect. It's amazing how much imperfection we will tolerate in our own lives when compared with the perfection we demand from other people's lives. And to me, that is the greatest form of hypocrisy. If you are living life with a double standard, one for yourself and one for other people, then you're not going to be a very effective witness. You're not going to be a very effective witness. A deceitful witness speaks lies. We are in a season. I believe that the Bible talks about that people in the last days are going to be following deceiving spirits. I wish that people in America were following Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. But I believe that there is way too large a segment of our society that is following deceiving spirits. You know what deceiving spirits do? They deceive. They deceive by any means necessary. Their purpose is not to get you to believe the truth. Their purpose is to get you to believe the lie that will deprive you of the blessings of the truth. And I see that. And what I don't understand is, once someone has lied to you, how do you go back and claim that they are credible when it comes to telling the truth? You know, if a person tells me a lie the first time, shame on them. If the person tells me a lie the second time, shame on me. You know, because I believe that it... Now listen, if there are people that say, look, we do not tolerate people who believe the things that you believe, I believe them. And so I don't support them. If people, you know, say something to try and get me to believe something, well, let me put it to you this way. The Bible talks about a person who digs a pit for another person to fall into it, they will then fall into that pit themselves. People who lie to destroy other people have nothing but a future of destruction that's looking forward to them. Now I pray God grips them with a spirit of repentance, because I don't want anybody experiencing the lake of fire for all of eternity. I just don't. And boy, if you go to the wrong source, you're going to believe lies. I had a person that I had several dialogues with, and I knew the source of where they were getting their information. And when I knew the source of their information, I knew the deception that was being sown into their life. And so I just said, did you know that this person was caught in this lie? Did you know that this person was caught in this lie? Did you know that this person lied on this occasion, this occasion, this occasion, and this occasion? And it was like they just didn't care. You know, if you're following deceiving spirits, many times you think that they're telling you the truth. Did you know that sheep have this uncanny ability to follow the sheep right in front of them? God wants us to follow the voice of the shepherd. But when moving as a flock, I have an article in my files of a huge flock. There were shepherds that brought all of their flocks together, a massive flock. I believe this was in Turkey, if I'm not mistaken. It probably goes back 15 or 20 years. There's like 1,500 sheep in this flock, and something spooked one of the sheep, and it ran off the cliff and plunged to its death. And right behind it was the rest of the flock. The only sheep that didn't die were the sheep that were towards the back of the flock as it ran off of the cliff. And that was because they landed on the carcasses of the sheep that had gone before them, and they got a little bit of a cushion off of that. Let's not be that foolish, shall we say. Let's say, you know what? I need people who are going to tell me the truth in my life. There's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I want someone who is going to tell me the truth, live the truth. I need the Holy Spirit in my life, because he's not dealing in theory. He's dealing in reality. And the ultimate goal for all of us, whether it is learning, whether it's living, or declaring the truth, the things that we've heard, the things that we've seen, the things that we've experienced, and the things that God is going to do, the ultimate goal is to see other people set free and delivered from the stronghold of sin in their life. You know, one of the things that we have to do from time to time is look in the mirror and say, okay, how am I doing? I've got some pictures of me in a distorted shape, and none of those things are accurate reflections. Listen, folks, we cannot afford to give an improper testimony to the reality of Jesus. People really need to know the real, authentic, genuine Savior who gave his life so that their sins could be forgiven. And people are looking not to hear another sermon. They're looking to see the Word of God in action in your life and my life. So let's be a true witness, and let's see people delivered in their soul. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.